Singer-songwriter Matti Storvold is making a name for herself as a folk artist whose music is rooted in political activism. The Misery Mountain Boys are a jazzy swing, tongue-in-cheek blend of small-town prairie nostalgia. Different yet compatible, these two acts make up the Arden Theatre's Plaza series on Thursday, July 14. Storvold appeared to hit the jackpot in 2019 as winner of CTV's The Launch, Season 2. After a smooth audition that featured an impromptu and inspirational duet with Bryan Adams, her final performance of Don't Say You Love Me pushed her to the top. What followed was a contract with Scott Borchetta's Big Machine label group, a series of big country shows, festivals, and writing stops in Nashville. But within a year, she was dropped. It was not a good fit. I'm more politically engaged. I sing about social issues and environmental concerns. I didn't have a platform where I could determine important stories, said Storvold. Big Machine is a well-oiled hitmaker, and they want their artists to sing songs that make money. They're more focused on the business end of things. They make a crazy amount of money, but I was never drawn to that. She was asked to produce commercial country, a money-making style of music that left her feeling uprooted and unmoored. I felt like I was playing a character. When I was dropped, I was also mourning the loss of who I could have been in a different life. As part of her folk protest songs, the Edmonton-based artist also sings about women's rights. I want people to feel not just empowered, but to feel a connection. When people feel connected, they move through the world with kindness. There is so much strife you can address in your platform through connection. Although Storvold's smoky vocals lend themselves perfectly to country music, her social-political motivations are born from a series of cultivated world experiences. Born in Cold Lake, she was raised in Dubai when her father, a pilot, relocated to the United Arab Emirates. By the time she was 18, she had traveled to 30 countries, including Thailand, Jordan, Turkey, and The Hague. Dubai was the intersection of culture and travel. Seeing the world at such a young age gave me a critical view of the world. It's one thing to read a story about poverty in Bangkok, but a different thing to see an actual human being living in poverty. To date, Storvold has produced two albums and a single with another record slated for release in 2023. She met the Misery Mountain Boys, MMB, at a concert, and though the two acts didn't immediately click, Storvold has since found a songwriting and life partner in Stephen Gevenich, bandleader for MMB. The Misery Mountain Boys celebrate their 10th anniversary this summer. Gevenich and a university buddy, Dominic Golick, started up as duo busking on the streets of Old Strathcona by the farmer's market. We thought we'd play some music and if we got any money, we'd buy beer and pizza. That first time we made $81. Andrew Cook, an upright bass player, added another dimension to the duo and after a few more rehearsals, the newly formed trio picked up their first gig at The Root in Lloydminster. We were off to the races. We were so green, we didn't even have a band name, Gevenich said. The band was finally named after Misery Mountain, a ski hill in Peace River where both Gevenich and Golick were raised. We spent so many days there and had so many childhood memories. We were more bluegrass at the time. Once we got our first couple of gigs under our belt, we kept rolling. We're now more of a 1930s-inspired swing and jump blues band. Our music is upbeat, uptempo. It's pretty light and easily digestible. As the guitarist, Gevenich is the only original member left. The current lineup includes Lindsay Buchert, upright bass, Sam Toms, clarinet, sax, and Ethan Marquardt on drums. We didn't go into this with a vision, but we knew the places we wanted to get to. Growing up in Peace River, we wanted to play the North Country Fair and we did in June. The band released two EPs, Little Smokey, 2015, and Long Gone Cat Daddy, 2016, as well as two LPs, Moondog, 2017, and Milk and Moonshine, 2019. Milk and Moonshine was released in September 2019 just before the shutdown. We released it but we missed out on the 2020 summer festivals, and we had a huge year lined up. But we've picked up the pieces and we'll be playing those songs in St. Albert. The outdoor concert starts at 7:30 p.m. July 14 at 5 St. Anne Street. Tickets are $15 general admission and $120 for a premium table for six. Call 459-1542 or buy online at https://stalbert.ca/xb/arden/events/2022-plaza-series/.